The 500-page book Fifty Shades of Grey by E.L. James, a pseudonym for a nearly 50-year-old English writer of fan fiction, Erica Mitchell, who lives in London with her husband and two sons, has been variously slanged by critics. Despite these criticisms, the book and its two sequels have been selling like wildfire, with the majority of the readers being women. Dr. Drew Pinsky has referred to it on TV as a rape fantasy, and Irish author Sheila O'Flanagan said in July 2012, quote, "The central character is meant to be an intelligent woman, but is just too silly for words," and she finds the book, quote again, "boring." Erica Mitchell is a graduate of the University of Kent and was formerly a TV executive. How can her extremely popular bestseller be so criticized? One can't help thinking of something along the lines of royalty jealousy. However, Barbara Walters apparently liked it enough to suggest on TV that she'd like to read a third sequel. There are two sequels at present, 50 Shades Darker and 50 Shades Freed. For the small number who have not heard about the story, it's a description of a just-about-to-graduate 22-year-old English major at a university in Washington State who interviews and develops a huge crush on a tall, handsome, and impossibly rich man, still in his 20s, who can fly, drive, play the piano, pilot a glider, and seemingly do anything he turns his mind to. Quite a bit of their relationship is described in emails, but the part that seems to have many women glued to their Kindles is the eroticism, which some critics have called porn. She has described submissiveness and dominance, and one wonders whether the psychologists have got any kind of a modern-day handle on this, together with the apparent partial indulgence by the young woman of things like spanking and pain. As a youth, I admired poetically beautiful books like The Rainbow, The Trespasser, Sons and Lovers, Women in Love, all by D.H. Lawrence, and I also liked his poems. However, if one mentions D.H. Lawrence nowadays, the attitude is almost always derision. "You mean the guy who wrote Lady Chatterley's Lover?" Or, "Everything he wrote was about sex," and so on. Likewise, if one mentions 50 Shades of Grey, one gets the same kind of dismissive response. Bertrand Russell, who won the 1950 Nobel Prize for Literature, not mathematics, was author and or co-author of many books, which included Principia Mathematica, The Problems of Philosophy, Mysticism and Logic, The Analysis of Mind, A History of Western Philosophy, yet an Episcopal bishop once said, "Everything Russell writes is about sex." Clearly the bishop couldn't have been referring to legitimacy versus industrialism, political ideals, the ABC of relativity, to name a few. This essay is not a sales job for 50 Shades. I've only read the first of the trilogy, and I find it neatly put together, and certainly a page-turner. While I might be saddened at her repetitive use of the F-word, it is how she wants us to see her heroine's feelings and reactions, and the inner goddess she refers to, guiding her as well as egging her on, is thus realistic. For how often do we mutter to ourselves in rather non-literary ways? The author acknowledges her husband, whom she refers to as, quote, "the master of her universe," for tolerating her obsessions, for being a domestic god, and for doing the first edit. She also refers to her book as her own midlife crisis. It's a nicely constructed book, with its thoughts and emails and developments, but of course it would be more politically correct to say it's trash.